It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
Yeah, can you believe it? They gave me a show. I still marvel at that. We've made it to Friday. We're here until 4:30 today, and then it's the Mark D'Antonio Show on WPHM. Busy day today. After that is This Week in College Football. After that is the Michigan State game against Arizona. And after that, the Pistons are in San Antonio. What more could you ask for? Oh, I know. How about Paul Costanzo joining us on the phones? How's it going, Paul?
Not bad. How are you?
Well, you know, it's Friday.
Exactly.
All right. We called Paul up today because every once in a while we like to know what's going on over at the college. And I know the men's and women's basketball programs have gotten the season started. In fact, the Skippers had a pretty good opening game against Rochester, at least the men did. 17 three-pointers, Paul? 17?
Yeah. Yeah, it must be the new field house and the brighter lights, and I don't know. But big game. I mean, Deshaun Kelly hit five of them. Darren Mayo hit five of them. Ivan Warren hit four of them. I mean, so you had some getting it from all sides. So Mayo and Kelly were both 5 of 7 from three, which obviously isn't so bad. So yeah, really, really nice showing, especially for the men on that first night of the season.
Yeah, 48 points. Mayo had 28, and Deshaun, who, of course, is from Marysville, as I think a lot of our listeners know, he had 20 points in that one. 118 to 82, they beat Rochester, which is encouraging because I went and saw the scrimmage against Lansing, and there was plenty of offense. But that day, there wasn't any defense. So to see them hold their first opponent to 82 – that's very reassuring.
Well, and 55 of them came from one person. So there's things to work on it, and you know, Dale Foss would tell you the same thing. But yeah, I think that they'll be fine as they learn to play more together as a team. They're going to get better defensively. Those are the types of things that come as the season goes along, and just when you build that chemistry with your teammates.
Now, it didn't go as well for the women. They lost 76-62 to Rochester, but there were some standout performances in that game. Tamira McCoy Mutton, am I saying that right?
Yeah. That's correct.
21 points, 17 rebounds, and of course, from Richmond, Carly Thiem had 15 points and 12 rebounds. Chris Huss has been there before. Mm-hmm. But it is another new coach, at least for the girls who are back from last year's team. Is there a transition period here?
There's a transition period, and it's a small team. Not just in size, on physical size on the court, but there's only 8 girls on the team right now. And I think that as Coach Huss gets the program going again, and he's going to have them playing hard all season, and by the end of the season, I have no doubt that they're going to be a very good team. And when people see that and he has a full year to recruit, I think that that's going to help out quite a bit. And he's going to have the program right where it's been the past few years, which, as we all know, has been one of the really better teams in the country.
Yeah. It's road trip for a few here. I think they both are away for the next 3 games. 2 this weekend at Sinclair Community College and at Clark State. Where are those?
Where are those?
Yeah.
I don't know, Dennis. Why are you asking me that question? That's a silly thing to ask a person.
I just never heard of them.
Yeah. Sinclair Community College is in Dayton, Ohio. So there's that one. But that's the one that people always get confused about us. That one and then St. Clair College in Canada. You'd be amazed at how many people think that that's where that we're the same thing. We're not the same thing. And Sinclair is also different than us. But Clark State is also in Ohio. It's in Springfield, Ohio. So thankfully I have Google right in front of me and was able to help you out with that.
That was fast.
Yeah. Yeah, the internet here is not bad. We've got high-speed internet at SC4.
Back home on the 21st, let's see, the ladies play at 5:30 against Wayne State's JV, and then Marygrove JV is the opponent for the men that night at 7:30, and rumor has it around here that I will be there, and we'll stream those games live on WPHM.net so that everybody can kind of get a feel for Skipper basketball, although I'd rather people come out and check out the new facility and cheer the teams on that way. But if not, you can check us out on the stream and maybe become a fan yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And this after this road trip, that's five straight home games, end of November and beginning of December. So with the aforementioned St. Clair College coming in and being one of them, not to confuse anybody, but so there are going to be quite a few chances over the next month or so to see the Skippers at home live in the field house. And we talked about it before. It's a great facility. The players really enjoy it. They love playing there. They're in there all the time, and that's really good for us to see. It's a great thing, and we love it when people come to check it out, because I think most people, when they leave very impressed.
So that's the winter sports season kind of getting going here. Let's talk about the end of the fall sports season. I know it was cross country was a first year startup program, so not so much in terms of results, but just in the fact of getting the program off the ground and getting it going this year. How did it go?
It went well. I think it went really well. And I think that results-wise, early on, Coach Stallworth was excited about the way that his team was competing. They weren't winning meets, obviously, when we've got a team that he basically put together. I mean, we just announced that there was going to be a team in April of last year, so there wasn't a ton of time for him to really put a team together. But he did a really good job with getting kids out, starting the program up, and even if the results weren't there, building a solid foundation just on the work that these student athletes were putting in. And he's going to build on it, because as we talked about when we added the program, this is a very, very strong area for cross country. And I think that you're going to continue to see that with the great high school coaches that we have here. And that's going to feed into our program, and it's going to make our program strong moving forward, especially now that we have the chance to have full recruiting cycles and really have these kids get to know what SC4's cross country program is all about.
What else is going on right now?
Well, the volleyball team just wrapped up their season last weekend, which, of course, Caitlin Carlson plays both volleyball and basketball. So she finished her volleyball season on Sunday and then was playing. Now basketball season has already started up, so she didn't get much of a break. The volleyball team did well again this year. Miranda Schaefer and Erica LeBaire earned quite a few postseason awards. Erica LeBaire was named Freshman of the Year in the NCCAA Eastern Conference. Jody Coppola was on the All-Freshman team with her. So we're proud of the way that program is representing us right now. They're doing a really good job. But other than that, it is. It's just getting ready for basketball season and making sure that those teams are doing well and that we're getting as many people as we can into the field house to watch them.
All right. Before I let you go, got to ask, are you getting a contract extension? How did soccer go?
they don't technically, excuse me, they don't technically keep score. So my record will not be official, but we were 2-6. So started out pretty well and then kind of faded down the stretch, mainly because the coach wasn't very good at coaching. But other than that, I think that it went pretty well. So I don't know if the contract extension for me is, does Olivia want to play soccer next year? And right now that's up in the air. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, Paul. Always fun talking to you. Thanks for doing this.
All right, thank you, Nat.
All right, there's Paul Costanzo from St. Clair County Community College. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back in a few minutes. We go until 4:30 today, and then it's the Mark D'Antonio Show here on WPHM. Stick around.